then they just go away, and then the revenue starts doing this, and I notice that if I look at the sales in 2021, everything is going up. And I don't know that that's going to happen. I mean, it might go down. Because so far, a pattern of 2 years, rate flat, the consumption went down. Mm. And if now you go to a rate increase, can we assume more consumption is going to go down? And I think that that's a reasonable expectation. Whether it may not be $150,000 worth, it might be half of that, it might be a fourth of that, but going up seems to me to be a little bit of a risky assumption if we do a rate increase. So, and I don't know, I'm just throwing that out there. I'm not saying, hey, it's gonna happen. I'm just saying there's so a lot of variables, but I don't think we wanna lose sight of that one, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I was going to, somewhat in the interest of time too, but talk about what it is we need to accomplish today. In my weird mind, I mean, we made the recommendation last meeting to the board that we hold for 6 months and that they direct us to spend more time to look at it. So that's, I'm assuming, stands. We were talking last time about potentially suggesting an alternative,
right.
But we don't have to, and I think that didn't stand, obviously. So it doesn't feel like we completely have to give any other recommendation out of this meeting. The board can direct us to continue to study this and look to see what's going to happen after 6 months. They may decide in the next meeting to unfreeze on their own, in which case it's a moot point. I'm trying to get to some sort of conclusion in our discussions today. Are we getting what we need, or do we think it's going to take much more research to where it's kind of a futile effort to keep debating and talking through it right now?
Well, yeah, I'm where you are, I think, Ken, and futility of discussing this any further without some further information seems to me to be the point that I want to communicate. I mean, basically that year-to-date revenue figure needs to be refined. What really bothers me is we seem to be looking at this only from a revenue standpoint. We haven't considered the cost factors.
I got a couple more slides here, if you guys.
Well, we may not need to get to it.
Right? I mean, I got non-op.
Go ahead.
There's expenses of the last one. So there's non-op. You guys had asked for non-operating. I'm sorry, Ken, I know you're trying to end it, but.
No.
There's non-operating. You guys had asked for the non-operating actuals from 18-19. Here they are again. Not again. This is probably the first time I've seen non-operating.
Yeah, I've got. I mean, obviously then, that last column has got problems.
Yeah. Well, we don't have property tax. Probably just came in this month.
Yes,
I understand. So I understand a lot. Those are.
We get two payments a year from them.
May I just say, I think, again, as was demonstrated by the revenue side of the situation, the operational revenue side, we need to have a projection for the year end. I mean, the year end, property taxes, interest income, and so forth, we need to see forward for projections on all that.
We'll get the actual numbers when they come in. You know, as close to we can get as we get can get to. I mean, some level you can project some things like property taxes are going to come at some point. And depending on when we need to make this decision, again, I'll go back to the fact that the board could next week say we're going to unfreeze, and in which case we don't have to do anything because there's not going to be any review or anything at that point. And we need to be focusing on then the next rate study. If they'd say, yes, let's prolong it 6 more months, or not 6 months, but 5 months, whatever it may be, then that gives us a little bit more time to collect more data to get a little bit closer. It's never going to be perfect. We're not going to get that exact data.
I understand.
Best we can.
I understand that, and that's why I'm asking for projections. I'm not asking for actuals for the 1920 fiscal year. That's not going to be a possibility given our time frame.
Yeah. But them projecting it versus us, I mean, we can make some assumptions ourselves to try to figure out what or where we think it's going to be going based on what the history shows.
Oops.
So the historical actuals.
Why does the leases change so much?
I just don't know what we're going to be able to do. I mean, we can ask for it. We may not get it. We just have to make some decisions on this stuff to give a recommendation. We're not the final say. We're just trying to get a recommendation on this based on the information we can get.
I agree, and I think we are in agreement.
Yeah.
That we are not at the point where we have sufficient amount of information to make a decision.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I'm reiterating
perfect.
What you're saying.
Okay.
I'm just trying to provide some detail.
Sure.
With respect to what kind of additional information it is that I feel that I would like to see.
Sure.
And if you don't want to, I think
that's fine.
Right here.
I think the reason why I'm kind of dwelling on it a little bit is that 3 years from now we're going to be in the same discussion. And, you know,
always.
This kind of goes to the whole thought process around where that, in my mind, where the freezes start, whether it's mid-fiscal year or end of fiscal year. If you do it where we're at now, it makes it hard to make some of these decisions. And so it's another reason for suggesting we kind of move it to that other date so that in future years we don't get in a situation. But darn it, we're going to have to make the decision with the data we got regardless of where we're at. And, you know, if we're going to do the best we can. And that's why that steering the ship is the thing that we're trying to do here. It's not getting exact.
And then the last slide is actual operating expenses. So this is water only, fiscal 18-19 budget, $4,310,804. I'm excluding out the low-income rate assistance program number of $35,000 from that. There's the 18-19 actual water operating expenses. Again, this is just water on the operating side only. And I'm calling those preliminary. This is based on what's come out of accounting software here. $4,157,704. And then the 19-20 budget and the year-to-date. And so, Don, I mean, the budget, the projections you'll get when we do the budget.
I understand, but just looking at those numbers.
I know. I understand.
$4.8 million exceeds $4.6 million.
I'm only trying to provide to the committee what they asked for, I can only say, you know, that we'll go through this in detail when we do the budget and have projections for it. And
you're making the point that I've been trying to make all along, which is that we need to have that.
You want a budget? Yeah. I think what I hear you guys struggling with, if I can editorialize a little bit, is that, you know, you feel like you're being asked if the rates are appropriate. You need to set the rates for this year. And you can't set rates each year. You're setting them for 5 years, and that's why we went through a rate study and the board adopted a 5-year rate study. So, and in my mind, you can't look at it as, and this again, and this is my opinion, so, I mean, my advice, we don't try not to, you'll never get there if you're looking at it like you're looking at it, Don. I think you guys are frustrated by that. Like, you're trying to look, you're being asked, do we need these rates for this year? And you don't know the answer to that, because the answer to that is much bigger. I mean, I think that's a hard question to answer, and so, you know, the question is, that's why I look at it from the impacts of doing it.
I
understand a lot of people just don't agree with me, but...
I disagree with you at this point, so...
but no, seriously, why else would you want and need a fiscal year 19 or 2021 budget in order to decide what to do with the rates? And that's why I hear you guys going. We want to see 19-20 projections in a 2020 draft budget in order to decide what to do with rates. Well... And that's because you're in this room trying to set rates for 1 year, which is not, it's
no,
hard to do.
I think we're taking into account capital expenditures in the future.
Okay, good. I'm just trying to tell you what I'm hearing from the comments, so if I'm wrong, please correct me.
I'm not trying to exclude capital improvement projects from the overall budget process, and I'm not looking at it just from a revenue standpoint. I want a comprehensive look at things.
Yeah.
I want to understand how the revenues, the expenses, and the reserves and so forth all interact with one another. I think there's an entanglement there, and that entanglement is need, from my standpoint, requires a comprehensive review.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
I think that.
Yes, sir.
I think that, you know, from both of what you're saying. What I was asking for, what I would like to still get, is historic month by month, or in the case of revenue, I guess it's every other month, but I'd like to get that historic, and I would look at 2018-19 and 2017-18 and see where the change, you know, what changed over those 2 years? Then I look at 2019 year to date and say, okay, what changed in 2019 over 2018 over 2017 to project what the rest of 2019 is going to look like? And it's a by guess and by golly, as it's going to be, because you never know what the consumer is going to do. You know, the only the benefit of not having a rate increase over the previous year is what we've noticed is that the revenue went down when they invoked an increase. And we are going to have to factor in what we need with what we anticipate in loss to really be on track to get to where you want us to go. You know, we can't keep saying, well, you know, we're going to go, we're going to get $225,000 more revenue this year by rate, giving the rate increase, but we're not if a bunch of the consumers either tighten their belt or move out or shut off or do what, dig a dam or I mean, sorry, a well or whatever else we're going to do. We need to look at that, because the rate increase that they're projecting, in theory, might not be enough.
But we can't go up.
Well, I understand we can, but we just need to understand at least that the revenue increase isn't going to be sufficient, and we're going to have to deal with it through capital improvement projects or something else.
But we've had a 5% delay of 5%. So the cumulative of 5%, we could go up 10%.
No.
No.
No. No. No. That was what I was trying to go through. Yeah, that's what we tried to go through last time. I thought we got there to end. I tried to cover it again. No, you can't go 10%.
5% per year.
You can only do 5% per year.
That's why we're behind. That's
why we're saying you can never catch up. That's why I'm saying it's $800,000 and it's $1.5 million. You cannot go to 10. Yeah.
And that's why I said, you know, where you're going to have to deal with that is how do we tighten our belt on the expense side?
Yeah.
And probably the easiest, maybe not the most judicious, is capital improvement.
But that's not necessarily our decision here. So our action is to, are we freezing, unfreezing, or, and then after that, are we potentially suggesting we want to reduce the amount, which we've already done effectively by saying we don't want to start it until 6 months in.
Right.
We've reduced it by half. So we're saying that 5% to 2.5%.
And again, I agree with that. All I'm saying is that we may want to kick it off sooner.
For the budget.
You know, go back to an increase sooner. We may want to leave it for 6 months. We may want to just say, you know, go ahead with a rate increase in 6 months. Recognize that you're going to have this shortfall, you know, to our best estimate. And that's all I'm looking to do here is to understand what our trends were. I mean, typical of what we just said about, if I multiply that number by two, is that the annual? Well, I don't think it is. I think that that number by two is going to exceed the annual.
Yeah, I think the concern I have is that we're trying to right size this to where we think we're going to be ending up for this year. We're looking at this near term, and the rate study does look over 5 years. And if we're trying to get that micro in what we're doing here and trying to, you know, adjust these percentages each year, we're fighting a battle that we're not going to win. And I think it's just, you know, we have to make a decision, are we freezing or unfreezing? And, you know, then let this rate study complete and let's focus on getting that next rate study and going. Let's get ahead of it so that we can understand this a lot better as this team is working on it, so that we can give a really solid kick butt recommendation on the next one. Because
I agree.
My
concern is, do we want to extend it or move it in and not change it?
Me personally, I propose the 6 month delay because, you know, I'm mostly concerned about, not mostly, but part of me is concerned about public perception and things like that as well. I think we can afford to do it just by gut, and this isn't going into science, but I don't think we could go any farther. If it was really my ultimate decision, I would say we shouldn't extend the freeze. We should just let it go, start paying the piper and dealing with it with the next rate study.
And again, I'm in accord with that, but to me it's, we still need to have the data to give a good answer. I'd still like to see the data going forward and some that whatever we have in arrears to just build a trend pattern for every year when we go in, we look at, you know, look at it down into categories and say, all right, you know, this blipped here, what happened? And if we're looking at it and it blips in our current year, then we go back and ask Steve, you know, well, what happened? Well, you know, we had this major catastrophe we weren't expecting, or this pump blew up and we weren't expecting it, or, you know, whatever it is, that we can factor in the individual anomalies. But if we're looking at a trend, then we need to factor that in too.
And that's what the actual budgets show us over time if we trend that out.
And that's,
and again, to me, that's looking forward to the next rate study, not trying to micro-tune this existing.
Well, I mean, it may not be beneficial to us now. I'd still like to start seeing the data.
Yeah, sure.
That's all.
Ken, so, and Ken, you mentioned actual budgets, and that's why I keep asking for them. We need the actual numbers.
We have all the actuals. What we don't have is the current actuals, and that just is going to be produced to the board in the next meeting. So all the previous fiscal year actuals have been published in the
audit. No, they haven't.
The 18-19 fiscals, actuals, I haven't seen those.
They're right here.
By, well, by line item?
Yeah, no, not by that. It'll be at the next board meeting.
Next board meeting.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
So next board week?
Yeah.
That's coming out?
Right. Yeah.
Through when? December?
No, it'll be fiscal year 18-19, year end.
Year end.
It'll be year end to compare to the audit, and then it'll be, I think we have first quarter for 19-20, first quarter also.
How can you... I'm now confused. How do you get actuals for... A quarter that hadn't happened.
No, he's not.
No, fiscal year.
It's just year
to
date.
Wait, stop. Fiscal year.
Fiscal
year.
Right.
July 1, first quarter, July, August, September. We'll have that budget to actual report.
You think in current fiscal year, Steve's talking about
No, I'm talking about current fiscal year.
Okay.
We're currently in the 19-20 fiscal year.
Right.
Okay.
So that would be data through December.
No. Yeah. So that's the quarterly report. The first quarter is July, August, September. We have
that.
That's the report we have, yes. So, yes, if you wanted year to date, it would be through December, which I provided for you in the spreadsheet you have and in these tables here. I don't have it in
line item
for year to date. That will come when we do the budget, right? We'll have the year to date numbers for each account and projections for each account when we do the budget. But for now, I have first quarter fiscal year 19-20, which we're in now, first fiscal year 19-20, and then I'll have 18-19 the entire year.
So I apologize for the confusion, because when I said fiscal year, the one I was talking about was 18-19. Not 19-20.
I understand that.
But the quarters would be 19-20.
I understand that. I guess what I don't understand is that in every place I've ever played with a budget, and I've done a lot of them, you know, I would already know what happened as of December.
Right. Well, that's why we've been asking for it since December.
I mean, I've never worked building a budget based on one quarter of data.
Right.
We're not being asked to build a budget right now.
Well, but building budgets take time.
Right.
It's the next
and,
time.
You know,
and that's
the clock is
that's the staff's job is to build the budget, not the committee's job. We're going to present a draft budget to you. And we're going to walk you through it and help you have you review it. But I'm not going to ask the committee to prepare a draft budget.
And from all the previous years, fiscal years, we should be able to plot trends in each line item that we've all the data
absolutely.
That we've got already so those. That you can then go into that draft budget and start asking questions. Does it make sense based on the history that we've got?
So I guess then my question to you, Steve, maybe you can help me with this. The staff builds a budget based on half a year?
No.
And then projecting the other half?
No, we go back and look at all prior years that we have that are relevant.
Well, but I mean, currently, they would base building the 2021 budget based on data 2019 through.
So,
when?
My approach, and Dr. Garcia knows this because I've heard her say it, is that we try and use zero based budgeting to the best of our abilities. Mm-hmm. So, we start with what are we going to do next year? Right, we don't start with, well, our budget this last year was $4.3 million, so let's increase it everything by 3% because that's inflation. We don't do that.
Right.
We try and look line item by line item, what are we actually going to do? Now, history is a good guide in that, so we do go back and look at prior expenditures. So we look at 1920, and we will look at 1920, we'll project out, to the end of the year what we think we're going to spend the rest of this year in 1920, and that'll be an indicator. We'll also go back and look at what we spent in 1819, and even go back, if we feel like 1718 is good, we'll go back and look at 1718. When I started here, there was no budget. We didn't have a real budget in 1718, so I didn't look backwards. We only looked forward. Now we have a year of data that I think is pretty good, probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years data is pretty good. So I feel confident in some of it. So we'll, you know, we'll take it all in consideration. It's not just take what we spent and project out for the rest of the year, and that's the budget for next year. We really need to look hard at what we're going to do. And you'll see that in the budget. If you look at, we're getting way off, and I could talk a lot longer, but you look at the budget document, it's in here. I don't know why it's not in this PDF. I must have cut those pages off.
That's fine.
But I want to show you guys. I want to show you. Let me hand it around. And you guys can keep going in the meeting. I'll get it and I'll hand it around and you guys can look at it.
It sounds like we are at a point where the message we're going to take to the board next week is to recommend that they withhold the increase for 6 months.
It's the recommendation that we voted on last week.
But that's all we're taking.
That's all.
Yeah, so you don't need to do anything else.
Okay.
I'm turning this back on.
That's my...
So, Steve, before you turn that off, though, can you go to your pie chart, and I'll ask you a question out about it after you do this.
And to your point, you're right. If they ignore our recommendation...
I wasn't going to do anything. I was just going to let them look at this. So.
Oh, did you want to just turn it off?
No. I can go to this. No, I can go to the page you want.
We're getting real close, I think.
Sorry, Director Garcia had a question here. Right. I don't know which page that is.
I think it is.
Oh, that's not the right one.
7 out of 10.
Hang on, I gotta go over here. I think. 7. Yeah, that one. That was the adopted.
Okay,
yeah.
And this is based on the capital improvement plan, correct?
Yeah, this is a page from the 5-year capital improvement plan.
Okay, because when I look at the fund amounts, either individual or total, they don't match your next slide. So I'm just wondering, can you explain what the differences
this slide?
What the differences are? Because there's two of these are just a little bit different, I think.
Yeah, they are different. So find my Zoom here.
It's 39. It's a 39 and 43, and I'm just wondering, is that the differences between the transfers that you were doing based on the sheet that we saw for the December 18th Finance Committee meeting? Where you were transferring funds.
Yeah, that's exactly right. This is related to the item, I'm trying to refresh my memory. This is related to the item that brought to the committee a couple times ago. The board directed, we had some project costs that went up and some projects got completed, and so we were adjusting the CIP to reflect, and the budget to reflect those changes. So when you see the in that pie chart, the $4.1 million in 43 go up, it's reflecting of those costs from that canal lining project and whatever else the changes we made to switch between project funding from 43 to 39 and vice versa. So that's all. It's reflecting those changes that.
What's the 42 in parentheses on our connection?
Fund number.
The fund number.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Reserve fund number.
That's the fund number.
That's AOT.
Yeah.
Oh, the wastewater.
Because there's only two more connections that are even possible.
That's the reserve fund.
Okay.
That looks. The text looks weird, doesn't it?
And Steve,
I don't know why it's called reserve connection. I don't know.
I
think it's a connection fee that they pay when they connect, maybe. I don't know. I have to look into what that is. CDS reserve. I don't know why it's called connection there. Because it's the money that's set aside for capital projects in the zone, wastewater projects.
And currently, do you know the status of the grant for the upcountry ditch rehabilitation?
We should find out hopefully this month.
Okay.
That's the word of when we'll know.
Okay.
So.
Because if that grant doesn't come through, this is going to get to you up.
I don't know. I forgot what we assumed for that grant. Because we may have. If we assumed that we'd get half of it, right? From the grant. Yeah. So if we don't get the grant, the board will have some tough choices to make. Right?
Right,
and what to do with that project. Yep. Okay. Sorry, I'll turn it off now. And then if anybody, I want you guys to close the meeting.